This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Well, if you're in the upstate, too bad you're not in Columbia, where a Fire Shula protest has begun on campus, and this is how it sounds. Barstool Gamecocks Diesel tweets that out, and it's funny. You got to laugh at it.
Oh,
you
man.
You got to.
Are they going around in a circle? Are they walking down the street kind of like a parade?
It looks like it has mobilized.
Ah.
So it was just, I believe, them kind of standing and you know, standing still, but it has mobilized. So here we go. That's funny stuff. Really funny stuff. That stuff just makes you laugh. That's college football at its best. It really is. Diesel, this is a segment where we look at all the top sports headlines, and it's our Daily Wires.
Bzzz.
In case you missed it, Dabo Swinney yesterday announced that leading receiver on Clemson's team, Bryant Wesco Jr., will miss the remainder of the season. He sustained a very serious back injury. We had that yesterday, but just in case you missed it, really awful stuff for Bryant Wesco, a true talent.
And it seems like that kind of issue, like it could happen to any team at any time, right? But it seems like those are the kind of incidents that happen when the season's already going downhill.
Yeah.
And it just snowballs and makes things worse.
It really does. When it rains, it pours in Clemson. An Ohio Common Pleas judge granted a temporary restraining order that would allow high school athletes to enter into deals that profit off of their name, image, and likeness. So continuing to see the trickle down, right?
Yep, it's making its way into a lot of states. Have this.
Texas Tech AD Kirby Hockett is now asking the three-decade-long tradition of fans tossing tortillas into the air for opening kickoff to stop. He says, "We know that as Red Raiders, no one tells us what to do. We make our own decisions." That's funny. "But this situation is on me. I leaned into throwing tortillas at the beginning of the football season. Now I must ask everyone to stop. Moving forward, fans caught throwing tortillas will have their ticket privileges for all sports suspended for the remainder of the year."
They've been doing this for years, right? But they used to just toss them up in the air. And then they started tossing them out on the field.
That's good.
Then it became the thing you do, and then it got out of hand.
That is so funny. That is freaking hilarious. Again, you got to love college football, right?
It's just a waste of good food.
I know. I love tortillas.
Think how many burritos we could have all eaten.
By the way, corn or flour?
Flour for me.
Thank you. I'm glad we can agree on that. We didn't have to disagree in that one.
I like corn hard shell tacos,
yeah,
but flour soft shell.
Yeah, it's got to be flour. 2027 four-star quarterback Trent Seaborn, the ESPN number 7 pocket passer for the 2027 cycle, has committed to Alabama. He chose the Tide over the Miami Hurricanes, Oregon Ducks, and the South Carolina Gamecocks.
Mm.
How about that?
At least South Carolina was in on them.
Yeah, they were in the party. They just didn't go home with a girl.
That close.
Defensive end Brandon Graham has decided to come out of retirement and rejoin the Philadelphia Eagles. Graham, who is the youngest tenured player in franchise history, has agreed, longest tenured player, I think I said that wrong, has agreed to a one-year deal to suit up for the 16th season with Philly.
Well, they were really thin, the defensive end. They needed him bad.
Need him so bad, you got to come out of retirement. Buccaneers coach Todd Bowles confirmed that Mike Evans suffered a concussion and a broken collarbone during last night's loss to the Lions. It'll sideline him for most of the rest of the season. And this is astronomically devastating for Tampa Bay.
Well, they've been winning without him, though.
I know, but MVP candidate Baker Mayfield, the division we thought was the Buccaneers,
sure,
and don't look now, because of that loss last night, the Carolina Panthers are one game behind them in the division.
Wow.
They only have a one game worse record. So, I mean, I'm telling you, man, I think that'll come back down the line. I think that'll come back to hurt them.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
As of today, there is. As of today. Former All-Pro Buccaneers running back Doug Martin died early Saturday morning after an incident at a residence in Oakland, California, per police report, while struggling while responding officers were attempting to detain him. A brief struggle occurred. After being taken into custody, Martin became unresponsive. Paramedics responded, provided medical aid, transported him to a local hospital where he later died. Horrible news there when you talk about Buccaneers running back Doug Martin.
Well, it seems as if he was dealing with some mental health issues of his own, because his parents were trying to call local authorities and say, hey, I think your son's not doing so well. Go take care of him. And then he wound up two houses down the road and was in the house. So it was not a criminal breaking and entering. It might have been just a confused person without their medication in the wrong house at the wrong time.
Yeah, medication's good. It's good for certain situations. The Blue Jays defeated the Mariners last night in the ALCS, and boy, it was tough for the Mariners. That locker room, hearing those postgame interviews, that was brutal. The Blue Jays designated hitter George Springer cranked a 3-run home run in the bottom of the seventh. The Dodgers now open as -210 favorites to win the World Series. The Blue Jays opened at +75, which means you have to bet 210 to win 100 on the Dodgers' victory. And betting 100 on the Blue Jays would profit 175. So we'll see, but I believe that line's probably right. I think the Dodgers
should
be.
I put that note there for myself, because I don't really know how to bet lines like that. So
last night in the NFL, Diesel, two games. Lions again defeated the Buccaneers 24-9. Seahawks defeated the Texans, who just look like a shell of what they were last year, 27-19. Let's see. Game one will be in Toronto. Going back to the MLB conversation, game one of the World Series is in Toronto Friday at 8 p.m. Carolina Hurricanes fell for the first time in the regular season in a 4-1 loss to Las Vegas. The Hurricanes are 5-1 on the season. How about golf legend Jack Nicklaus, who won a $50 million defamation lawsuit against Nicklaus Companies, the firm he helped build, after a Palm Beach County jury found that false claims were spread about him negotiating a $750 million deal with a Saudi-backed LIV Golf League. That's crazy to hear, but
yeah,
welcome to the world of LIV and Saudi and defamation, right? And last one, Diesel, the NBA regular season is back tonight. Two regular season games just trickling their way in. Rockets Thunder 7:30, Warriors and a LeBron-less Lakers at 11, or at 10, rather, both games on NBC and Peacock. Charlotte will open its season tomorrow with a 7 p.m. home game against the Brooklyn Nets, where right now the Hornets are favored to win the basketball game. See how many times you can find that this season where the Hornets are favored to win a basketball game, right?
You know, some of the early conversation, and I don't listen to a lot of NBA talk, but some of the early conversation is that the Hornets have a chance to be pretty decent this year.
Let me tell you something. I'll say this. You know, I don't really have an NBA team. I've always liked LeBron. My NBA fandom has started to trickle down because of LeBron's, you know, he's about to retire. We all see it coming. I would love nothing more than the Hornets to get good. I would love to be able to drive up an hour up the road during the week,
yep,
or on the weekend and watch NBA. I would love it.
So what has to come first, your fandom or their success?
Their success.
They have to get decent, right. At least decent first.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
I don't want to go up there and watch a bad team.
That's fair.
I love NBA basketball, and I would love for the Hornets to be good. I drove to the Eastern Conference Finals a couple of years, or not a couple, 5 years ago when Milwaukee played Trae Young in the Hawks. Yeah, in the Eastern Conference Finals, Game 3, I was there. I love it, but I'm not going to go watch a terrible Hornets team.
So where's Dewey when we need him calling you a fair-weather meteorologist?
Oh, yeah, it's true. It's true. Thanks, Dewey. You know, we didn't hear from Dewey yesterday.
No, yeah, we did. Yeah, he did.
Did he
didn't call in, but he did message in on the stream.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So we did hear from Dewey. Okay. At least we think it's Dewey. Yeah. Who honestly knows? When we come back, it is time to start thinking about our early leans for the Upset Picks Challenge that'll open tomorrow at 4 o'clock. The lines will get locked in at 3, and you can start sending in your picks as of 4 o'clock tomorrow. I'm going to start giving you a list of games that you shouldn't take because apparently I'm terrible at the Upset Picks Challenge. Of these, I guarantee one of them will hit, and I guarantee my wife will somehow pick that one. Early leans for the Upset Picks Challenge next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.